Talked about the ancients in there, didn't it?
No, John's reminding me that he's more ancient than me. Good morning, everyone. This is very high, Gareth. Perhaps I too may need a little sort of... I'll stand on a box. I'll bring my own box next time. No, I'm fine, though. I could put it down, couldn't I? I want to be able to see you, you see. You won't be able to escape. That's it. When you said your speaker last week was a little bit fiery, it reminds me of somebody that I know from several years ago. But I've mellowed now, so you're fairly safe. Getting ready to come this morning. I have to have a tick list. Have I taken my medicine? Have I had my breakfast? Have I packed the notes? And more importantly than that, have I got the glasses? I still have this denial syndrome with the glasses sometimes. I go to places where you're meant to read things and don't take them. I leave them in the car. But there we are. It's a time of the year for remembrance, isn't it, really? Last week we had the remember, the 5th of November with gunpowder, treason and plot. Yes, we did. That was last week. Of the gunpowder plot, many hundreds of years ago in the 1600s. And today we have a different sort of remembering, a remembering of war heroes particularly. I was quite moved last night watching the service of remembrance. I didn't watch it all, but, and if I fiddle with the glasses, I won't do anything at all. And it was quite moving. Did anyone watch that last night? Yeah, it was. So it was nice to see they've sort of changed some bits to it as well. But it was very, very moving as we reflect on those real war heroes, past and present. Heroes who have helped shape the world, whose efforts are still appreciated by multiple millions around the world, people that have laid down their lives for freedom, for us. And sometimes, I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, and in fairness, it didn't seem very real to me until I was in I might have been 21, and I had a shop in Lancing, and one of my staff, her brother was killed in Northern Ireland. And all of a sudden, it becomes very real. You know, there are people that are grieving for our peace because people have given their lives for us. And it's a time that we should remember. I think it's important. Heroes who helped shape the world that we live in. But remembering's a strange old thing, isn't it? Because it's both positive and negative. Because it can bring back good memories, but also negative bad memories for us. You know, we don't want to reflect on... There's no glory in war, is there? And slaughter. There isn't. In fact, our ancestors as Baptists were pacifists. They didn't fight. Well, we don't do that anymore, and I'm pleased about that. But it does produce in us both positive and negative things. Just mentioned in John and Andre this morning, suddenly brought back something, a deep felt emotion that I hadn't thought about for some while. Two young men that were, I do as well. And it was we held the service when you had your building up the road. It was packed out. And I remember very well that service and what we had to say. It's one of those things that you can't quite forget, can you? Some silly young girl makes a phone call calling out the fire brigade. And they go shooting along through the lights down there at the bottom at Rottingdean as John and Andre are pulling out. Lives are just cut short. But we live in a world that's actually at war. at war, not, you can see wars all over the place, but the world, humankind is actually at war with its creator. And we as God's people are here to be peacemakers and peace bringers and carers, to show God's love and God's compassion in this place. Amen? I don't know why I put any of that in there, really. It's not in the notes. But remembering is strange. There we are. We remember Guy Fawkes. What was Guy Fawkes? Actually, if we call it out, really, it was a homicidal religious terrorist. There's plenty of those still about, aren't there? Lots of them. He was actually shown us the worst of humanity. If I can't even bear to think what might have happened should he have succeeded. The world that he wanted to shape would have been very different to the world that we live in today. And yet, no, that's negative. But positively, if I see an old veteran on the television, or I get to speak to somebody who served in the forces, or you look at a documentary perhaps of all that people have gone through, and the aftermath so often that's forgotten about. Having been a minister in Aldershot, I met both serving military and those that had retired. And there's a scar so often on those that have served and seen things that we wouldn't want to see and had to do things that we wouldn't want to do. But it brings out something of the best in you as well. As I reflect and we think, as I've reflected on seeing perhaps a veteran or a disabled soldier, I think of their bravery and their sacrifice. So it brings out a positive reaction rather than a negative one. It is easy, I know for me, it is easy when I start to remember things, to focus on negative attitudes and failures. But you know, when you focus on the positive, it brings hope. When you focus on the positive in your own life, in my own life, what God's doing, not how I failed, but what he's doing in us and through us, it brings hope and encouragement. And on a day like today, particularly as we are remembering, we need to remember those positive things. It's so important that we don't allow the negative to rob us from God's good. As I focus on the positive, it encourages me. Now, chapter 11 of Hebrews is a chapter of faith heroes. We've been thinking about, you know, reflect on heroes today, and everybody who served, let's call them what they are, they're heroes. Right. But this is about faith heroes. It's quite incredible, really. It's a great, we remember them, and we're encouraged by their story, aren't we?
Yes.
We are. And Gareth's quite right. In verse 2, it talks about the ancients. I'm glad in your translation it hadn't been made to say anything else. The ancients, like Abraham is mentioned in Moses, and Joshua, who I spoke to you about last time. You all knew that, didn't you? Remembered that? Yeah. Well, Gareth might have done, but... Well, nobody else was. But, so... And there's Samson. I'm not sure I'd put him down as a hero, but he is. Heroes of faith, complete with these failures as well. And there's David, and so the list goes on and on and on. And all these ancients that are there for our encouragement in Hebrews chapter 11, the ancients of faith, if you like, these heroes of faith, they were sure, verse 1 tells us, of what they hoped for. They were absolutely certain that their future, when the word hope comes up, it always refers, it's not some vague word, is it? It's about the future. They were sure of their future destination. They were sure that God was with them. They were sure that they were God's people. They were convinced that they were on this journey that God had set them, that they were his people. So they were sure of what they hoped for the future, and they were certain of what they couldn't see in the here and now. And that's what faith is. It's being certain that God is with us, even though you can't see it. You're looking for a pastor sooner or later, but God's got one with your name on. John and I talked about that earlier. And so you need to be certain that you're not disregarded, or we're just a little cause up in the corner of Brighton, and it's a very wicked place, even though the football's pretty good at the minute. But it's being sure of what isn't there now. I had an example of that when I was pastor at the church at Southwick. I took over a little church that was meeting in a youth club. It's very strange for me, because last time I'd been to that youth club, I'd actually been as drunk as a lord. As a 14-year-old, I shouldn't tell you that really, I'd never been drunk, but as a 14-year-old, and they were sobering me up with coffee before I went home, so that my dad didn't find out and give me a clip round the ear. But God had seen this little boy and had other plans for him. When I was sitting there spinning around this youth club in Southwick, I had no idea, but God did. And to walk into this place, it was like redeemed as the pastor of this little body of people, no more than you are here, that God had called us to be. But God saw it, and he gave us growth, a little bit of growth, and we got a building given to us by another church. The only trouble was half of it was falling down. It was Southwick Congregational Church had a hall on the side, and it was a First World War hut. Soldiers had been in there before they went off to the Great War. The only trouble was it leant over the hut like this. It was 6 inches out from top to bottom. It was dangerous. When the kids used to play football and bounce off the walls, you had fears of it going falling over. And I don't know how, but one day I stood in that place, and it's like the Lord took me into a bigger place. It wasn't there. It's an old hut that we tried to patch up. We painted it, but it still leant over. We put a little bit of steelwork in it, but it still was going to lean over, and it was useless, really. And the roof leaked, and the wild animals got in from time to time. And I was in this building as their pastor, and it was like God transported me somewhere else into a much bigger building with a tall roof that was much, much wider and much bigger. And it was like I was there in it. But it wasn't there. Because I could believe, and God said, I want you to build. We have got no money. There are 40 of us. But if God says it, you can feel confident to do it. And it helped me realise that faith is being certain of what we hope for, and being able to believe in what you cannot see in the here and now. That is what pleases God. Just saying, well, that's a daft thing, isn't it? Brian, don't eat so much cheese before you go to the church. So be careful what God may have in store for you. Because we're all called to this journey of faith. It's not just the ancients, you see. Sorry, Gareth, I'll get a move on. I promised you that I'd be good, and I've gone right off on one. Okay, can you still hear me? That's good. They were sure then of what they hoped for the future, and certain what they could not see now. They were heroes of faith in the past. People that we're called to remember, yes, but also to copy their faith and to expect their life-changing experiences for ourselves as well. God's not done with that in his church. We need to be expectant. Well, they're those big names, the big names. They're, if you like, the first team of the heroes of faith. We've got their names down. But verse 35 onwards, there's a whole lot of unnamed people, aren't there? They don't appear on the surface to be the heroes of faith. They're unnamed. They were tortured. Must have been their fault. Flogged, mistreated, stoned to death, sawn in two. In other words, they were martyred, some of them. They were ill-treated, like many of our Christian brothers and sisters around the world, as we were hearing about even this morning. They were refugees, often. They were homeless, and they were rejected, marginalised by society, thought to be of no value, or nuisances. But their names, and their names are known by God, they too are heroes of faith, recorded for eternity in the book. Recorded in the book. And God knows how many hairs were on their heads. He knew their going out and their coming in. He knew all about them, even though we haven't recorded their names. They too are heroes of faith. So our heroes of faith are quite wide and broad. I keep singing this silly old hymn about the saints of God, faithful and brave and true. Do you know that old hymn? Who lived and died for the Lord they loved and knew, and one was a soldier and one was a king and one was the shepherd boy on the green. Oh, that's, no, it shows how old I am, doesn't it? If you don't know it, John. And the end phrase is, and they were all saints of God. So I mean, Lord, help me to be one too. As we look back, we remember. But we're to, not just to look back, but actually there's a place in this for you and I as well, to be heroes of faith, to be saints of God that are making a mark, that are doing God's will, that are helping shape lives. So let's remember faith heroes in their success, in their weakness, and even in their failures, because these heroes are there to challenge us to imitate their faith in season and out of season. Now, the second thing I want to say when I think, or could be even the third thing that I want to say, I've lost track of how many things I've said to you already, I think. That's a sign of getting older. Each and every one of us in this room, I believe, will all have heroes of our faith journey too. People that have brought input, who have helped inspire you, who have helped shape you. Is that true? Yes. Heroes that perhaps only you know about, or few people know about. For me, quite a lot of them were in the Boys' Brigade. They include a man called Alf Braden, who used to dig, he actually dug graves for the Hove Borough Council when it was Hove Borough Council. And he helped inspire my faith. I could even tell you some of the things he preached about, which is jolly hard. Just a normal, down-to-earth guy. There was my Boys Brigade captain who showed me what it was to be a follower of Jesus. Who inspired me to go and be a minister. I thought, me? I wouldn't have picked myself. Well, God's picked me, it's anybody's guess. But and then there's a guy who used to run the 16th Brighton Boys Brigade who frightened the living daylights out of me, a man called George Holcomb. There's a bus named after him. Here in the city. Who was the first person who recognised how God had shaped me. That actually I see, he said, you're an ideas person. Well, in the scriptures call it a visionary. So I'm not so interested in the nuts and bolts, it's the bigger, broader picture. And when I understood that, I understand what's good, how I operate, and that's fine. So if you want me to sit down and eat cucumber sandwiches with you, I can't do that. Ever so sorry. Well, I can, but I don't want them. I want a bit of meat in mine. But he was helpful. Last time before I went off, wherever I went to, there was a man in, when you were having coffee next door, a man called Ron Bliss. Remember Ron? I've got a friend who grew up in White Hawk, who lives in Australia. And we were having an old boys' reunion camp over at Glynde, where the Boys' Brigade was. And he wrote such a moving thing about Ron. I gave him the letter. That Ron was just a down-to-earth sort of bloke who liked sport, but affected many young men from very normal backgrounds for good. He was a hero of faith. Then there's an old lady that let me preach, a lady called Mrs. Keeble over at East Preston, who run a little evangelical free church. She put up with some terrible... You think I'm bad now? Believe me, I was really bad then. I was awful. And she encouraged us so much so she'd cook us cakes to make sure we went back. I'm very easily pleased. Not cucumber sandwiches, but nice marmalade tart. Next time I'm here, I'm happy to have a bit of marmalade tart. And I owe all those people a great debt, because they've helped shape my life. I wasn't blessed to have Christian parents in that way. I did have a Christian nan who prayed for me. I wonder, they're all heroes of my journey. I wonder who they are for you. On this Remembrance Day, we've remembered heroes of our nation. We've remembered those who gave their lives. But what about those that just served and gave their lives to serve the Lord Jesus that have affected you? I'd ask you to close your eyes for a moment and think and reflect who they might be. And then we're going to thank God for them, that you allowed them to share their lives with you and for you to share in their lives. And actually, if nothing comes to mind, ask the Lord to bring it to your mind, because there are some. Perhaps it's just a parent. Just a parent. Lord, we thank you for every remembrance of those that have done us good, for those that have encouraged us, for those that have even corrected us, for those that have been an example to us as we tried to walk with you, for those that shared their life, their experience of you with us. Lord, we thank you for their input and how they have helped shape our lives. Just take a moment just to say thank you, Lord, for whoever it might be. Thank you, Lord, for all these people. Many of them are no longer with us, but they're certainly with you. And we give you praise and thanks and give you all the glory. Amen. Now, I want to mention one more. You know, it's a very strange thing. You mentioned Andre and John this morning, Gareth. But actually, I want to mention, and now he's going to get all defensive on me, Gareth's a hero of faith of mine, actually. You know, in Europe, quite blessed over. He'd get all, you know, and he'd make some sarcastic comment afterwards, but I don't care. Because actually, he has had an effect, and his dear little lady, as well, on multitudes of young people over the years, helped shape their lives. Last time I was here, two of them were sitting here. So never forget these things and be thankful for God, that each and every one of us are saints with something positive to share. So thank you, Gareth. So it's quite an honour, actually. I'm the pastor, should be doing the communion. I'm really honoured to actually serve at communion this morning while Gareth said the service. And you want to, thank God that he's... But also, thank God you can put up with him, I should think, as well. Thank you, Gareth. And now I've buttered you up nicely. Are we going to have a song, or are we going to have... The second reading, fine. I will stop any minute now. I've only got a few more minutes. Rattle through it like you normally do, quickly.
I've told him what time the football kicks off, James, so he knows. What's the reading? Psalm 103, but I can't remember what verses it was. Do you remember?
It was 1 to 5, Gareth.
Right. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5.
Is that a Bible or the song book?
It's a Bible. It's a Bible. Psalm 103, 1 to 5. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Thank you, Gary. What, we've got 5 minutes? 10 minutes. Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. Yeah. It's well known to us. Give thanks to the Lord for all his benefits, all that he's done for us. Let's finish our service. It's good to focus on humans, but let's focus on the superhero. I could call him that because superhero includes having miraculous powers. Well, let's focus on the one who is the Son of God, who came to the earth to rescue us. Jesus, God's Son, our Saviour, for a moment. Let's focus on him as we've done in communion. Let's remember all that he's done for us. Let's not forget, it says, verse 2, all his benefits. Because in verse 3 it says, our sins are forgiven in Christ. And in Christ alone, our sins are forgiven, past, present, and sadly, any that we may commit in the future. In Christ alone, nobody else, he is the Saviour of the world. He is the one who bore my sins on the cross. Verse 4 says he's the one who heals all our diseases. Through faith, we receive healing in our bodies, in our minds and in our spirits. It's him alone that we're born. Through him alone we are born again by the Holy Spirit of God. He is the true hero. He is the eternal hero. He is my hero, and I believe he's your hero too. And let's be proud to declare that name. And when we pray, let's not get all twisted up sometimes and keep talking to the Father when actually we're talking to Jesus as well. He can be spoken to. He's not silent in this world. Sometimes we've overcompensated on, say this in my name, I speak to him. Let's speak to Jesus in our service. Let's declare that name. He's not a swear word. He's the Son of God. He's God in the flesh. He died on the cross for your sins and mine. He is the atonement that makes it all possible. Let's not forget all the benefits that are ours in him. Even if our bodies aren't healed fully, they will be in eternity. As we might get older, and John and I were reminiscing on how many tablets we take these days. You know, and I'm having mine shipped in by the, you know, by rent-a-van. And an Uber, if I should forget. But he's in control of our lives. He has redeemed us and he heals us. And our minds and our spirits. And through Christ's self-giving death, and through his resurrection, we receive love, it says in verse 5, and compassion. We receive God's grace and God's strength. And what Jesus did 2,000 years ago on the cross still has effects on you and I in the here and now. That is why we do this in remembrance of me. We are remembering Jesus, God's Son, who died in my place. We remember him with thanksgiving. We declare him to be who he is, the Saviour. No other way leads to heaven. I'm not ashamed to say that. No other way leads to peace with God except through repentance and faith in him. I believe him for my future. I believe him for the here and now, even if I can't see it or feel it. Do this in remembrance of me. And this wine speaks of the blood of Christ that was shed for you and I. He died. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus, I used to sing. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. And Holy Spirit, won't you tell me more about his lovely name? He's the hero. Behold today, greater love has this than no man, that he lays down his life for his friends. But Jesus went much further than that. He, while we were yet sinners, while we were far away from God, he came down and rescued you and I. He chose to take all my vileness and my disgrace on himself. He did that for you and I. That's the simple truth of the gospel. That's the same yesterday, today, and forever until he comes back. And you can say amen to that if you want to. Amen. Here then, brothers and sisters, here is our hero dying in my place. And because he does, he takes away sin's stain and curse on us and the separation with God the Father and brings us peace with God. He brings us peace with ourselves and he enables us to make peace with others, all because of him. So let's continue, shall we? To focus on the positive. Let us not forget that name. We can get wrapped up in church sometimes with its mechanics, with its little organisations and everything else, but all we are is we are just God's redeemed people, bought at a price, bought by the precious, glorious blood of Jesus. He is our hero. Let's be able to stand with me as we stand in honour God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit right now. Thank you, God, Father, for sending your Son. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you chose to leave the glory of heaven and came to live on planet Earth and dwelt amongst us, not in a palace, but just with normal folk. And you took our pain and our sin away. Praise be to God. And Holy Spirit, will you help us to focus every day of our lives on this Jesus, you who are the same yesterday, today, and forever, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. I think we've got a final song, Gareth, have we?